Officials at Kampala University's main campus say they are unaware of the Juba-based students. The students' names did not appear on the graduation booklets prepared for Thursday's graduation ceremony. Many of the Juba students have set up camp at the university's campus in Kampala, demanding answers. The students have sued the university in the High Court in Kampala. Sarah Akwot, the spokesperson of the affected students, says her group wants the court to postpone the graduation until the final verdict is reached.
The Vice Chancellor, Mr. Kateraga, is still standing on his ground that he is not going to graduate any of us. The students from the Juba branch, which he said that he has closed it long time ago. And therefore, we have taken a legal action and we have opened two cases in Uganda High Court. And the first case is about us being denied the graduation. And the other case is to stop the graduation without us.
A court says the students took the decision to go to court not only to ensure they are allowed to graduate, but also for the sake of all South Sudanese students who, in her words, have been dumped by Kampala University. South Sudan Ambassador to Uganda, Duku Michael, and other embassy staff addressed the students at the embassy in Kampala after they had lodged their case. The ambassador praised the students for being orderly and law-abiding and wished them success at the court hearing scheduled for today. But this afternoon, the case was delayed when the presiding judge did not turn up in court.
Today, we went to court and we're expecting to meet the judge and they listen to us. But unfortunately, the judge who has been allocated our case as an emergency, he wasn't around, and so we had a meeting with the deputy judge, and this is what he told us. He said, "I've received your case, and your case is a case of emergency." And he had the opportunity, and he had the chance to cancel the graduation from happening without us. But then there was one problem that he faced. He faced a challenge that in our papers that we submitted all through the help of our lawyers. He did not find a testimonial of each of us, the students. A testimonial that shows that we have completed everything and we are ready for graduation. That is a challenge. Although we tried to explain to him that all the students who came from Juba, they were all granted provisional results that show that they have completed all the course units that they were supposed to do before they graduate and get either a certificate, a diploma, or a degree in any field that they're doing.
The Kampala University branch in Juba was founded in 2015 and has been graduating students since then. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.